Hello, we'll be discussing the organizing function. Organizing is done by determining what tasks are to be done, who is to do them, how the tasks are to be grouped, who reports to who, and where decisions are to be made. The process of identifying and grouping the work to be performed, define and delegating responsibility and authority, and establishing relationships for the purpose of enabling people to do the most effective work together and accomplish objectives. Defining organizational structure, organizing the process of creating an organization structure. Organizational structure, the formal framework by which job tasks are divided, grouped, and coordinated. Organizational design, process of developing or changing an organization structure. This process involves 6 key elements. The organizational structure is the formal system of tasks and authority, relationships that control how people coordinate their actions and use resources to achieve organizational goals. It defines how tasks are divided, resources deployed, and departments coordinated. Gives us a set of formal tasks. We're assigned. We have a job description. We know what our job consists of. It is formally reporting relationships. It's got a hierarchy of management. So we've got the operational employees. They report to the operational manager, who then reports to the middle manager, who then reports to senior upper management. Organization design. This is the process which managers select and manage aspects of structure and culture so that an organization can control the activities necessary to achieve its goals. The design of systems is to ensure effective coordination of employees across departments. Organization structure design is critical in assisting organizations in adapting to an ever-changing business environment. Organization can be managed and changed through the process of organizational design. So what's the importance of organizing? We focus on and facilitate the attaining of our objectives. Organizing our resources in order to facilitate obtaining our objectives. Arrangements of positions and jobs within the hierarchy. From an organizational, operational standpoint, you can have the organizational manager, the first assistant, a floor supervisor, a shift supervisor, and so forth. Defining responsibilities and line of authority of all levels. This is what the organizing function does. Creates relationships that will reduce friction. This is why we have a hierarchy of management to begin with. There's checks and balances.